Scriptures say in 2 Corinthians 5:16, we know no man according to the flesh. We used to know Jesus that way, but we know him no longer anymore. If we knew Jesus that way, he was a bum, he was a no good, he was a rabble rouser, he was given to fits of rage. And we look at him from the flesh and we're puzzled. But if we look at him with the eyes of faith, he's the Son of God, he's the King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords. And so I stand before you gifted in the area of encouragement. So if I cry, it's because I cry about the important stuff, and encouraging the brothers and sisters is important. And it's that when Paul wrote this portion of scripture that Sam referenced last time, when he's talking about Paul in 2 Corinthians 12, he has this marvelous revelation of going up into the third heaven, and he says the Lord gave him a messenger of Satan to torment him, to keep him from exalting myself. Concerning this, I implored the Lord three times that it might leave me, and he said, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with the weakness, with insults, with distress, with persecutions, with difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. We reference another portion out of Paul's writing in Romans 5, where he takes this to another stage. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance. And the things he goes after here are the things that have to do with who we are inside, the things that are in our hearts, the things that are in our character, in our nature. And Jesus has come to alter and to take over and change those things so that we, as his followers, look different than we used to. He's changed us. He's altered us. And he's altered us at the core of our being. He's altered us in our hearts. Perseverance, proven character. Proven character brings hope, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. In verse 8, but God demonstrates, that's bumbling. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ Jesus died for us. So when Paul's talking about this portion in Romans 12, where he's saying literally, I get to boast in my weaknesses, one of the things that's hidden in behind this whole portion of scripture is the reason Paul can boast in his weaknesses is because he knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that he has the acceptance, the permanent, eternal acceptance of the love of the Father. He is wrapped in the arms of the Lord Jesus, never to be let go. He is indwelt by the third member of the Trinity through whom the world was spoken into existence. He is indwelt, he is sealed by the Holy Spirit. And each of us is in exactly the same thing. Now, this next portion of exhortation and encouragement is for the men amongst us, and the women can all go to the washroom and line up, because that's always what happens when women go to the washroom. There's always a lineup. I don't know why that is. It's because men design the washrooms, I think. The issue here for us as guys is that for the most part, we are valued on what we do. We're valued for what we accomplish. And we're always looking to be doing things and being successful in what we do. And so if we are secure in the love and affection of Christ Jesus, that monkey is off our backs. And we get to walk in the confidence of whether we're successful or not successful, whether we achieve the goals we go after or not, we are secure, 100% complete secure in the love and affection of the Lord Jesus. Because it's never been about our performance. It was about the performance of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who satisfied every need and every desire of the heart of the Father. And it's he who is in us, and we're in him. It's in him that we live and move moment by moment and have our being. Never separated. He's as close as the air. He's within us. And we brothers particularly, because the women never worry about performance the way guys do, we get to walk in the confidence, and Paul is saying, he's okay. He can boast in his weakness because at the core of his experience is the confidence that he is utterly, completely loved by the Heavenly Father. So we rest in that. Lord, capture our hearts with the truth and the significance of what it means to be completely, wholly accepted by you, accepted in your Son, never to be taken out of his hand, never to be removed from him, sealed with the Holy Spirit, forever yours, completely yours, loved and honored by you. So, Father, we return our hearts to you, we return our lives to you. Bless you, Father God. Bless you, Lord Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit.
So I want to ask just real quick. Yeah. So if you're saying we all have weakness.
Yes.
This weakness is actually kind of ordained by the Lord. And the way we endure, the primary way we can endure that is if we're seated in the love of God.
Yes.
In his compassion. If we're not, then we're insecure trying to get from, yeah. Right?
It's going to be conditional.
The failure is going to destroy us, yeah. And cause funky things.
Yep. We'll try. It'll be striving. It'll be pursuit. It'll be performance. None of that counts. What counts is the affection of the Lord Jesus. He satisfied the heart of the Father one time, done forever.
So the performance is that to get people to like us, to feel good about ourselves. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, even more significant, many of us believe, and there are many in the body of Christ who believe, it's still up to us. It's still up to us to somehow please the heart of the Father with our performance. When we're secure in him, we can please the heart of the Father with our performance, but that because we're secure in him. It's not the condition, it's the output, it's the outworking of the security that we have with the King.
It's really
it's
good.
Entirely different.
I don't know if this relates to anybody in this room, but many of us are hamsters on the hamster's wheel running, trying to perform well enough to get God to like us. When he's radically into us, even when we're messing up. So if anybody in this room has struggled with this issue, would you say, oh my, lightly? You know. So Lord, in the name of Jesus, set us guys, but set these gals free from the performance hamster wheel, trying to earn something you gave freely, still trying to feel good about us and trying to get you to feel good about us. Lord, I just thank you. You already love us. So break strongholds off of everybody in here that is stuck in this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to give credit. Brock was not only highlighting what I did with weakness last week. We've got that on. But Ronnie did during lab time, gave an exhortation to the men, and he texted me and said, I want to run off of what Ronnie said and what you were saying. It just so stirred me. And so anyway, love the body of Christ, how that all works together.